السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبرکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat, Mufti sahab. May Allah ta'ala accept all our efforts and keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Mufti sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma salim kareem. And Allah jalla wala accept all your duas for us, for yourself, for your family, and the entire ummah and muslimah. Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Zakaria, and thank you very much to our brother Bonface. We call him Bonnie, shortcut, but his name is Bonface from Malawi. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 of the Noble Quran, and verses number 18 and 19. Before I discuss this lesson, let me tell you what happened in Iran when I visited there in 2013. And then you will understand this lesson properly. You see, I was visiting Sheikh Saadi Shirazi Rahimahullah's grave. He was the great poet, and he was a Sunni. And even the Iranian authorities accept that he was a Sunni and not a Shia. Alhamdulillah. So nevertheless, when I emerged from there, then I saw 10-12 brothers. And what caught my eye was each one of them had a small little bird, but impressive, you know, one red, one blue, one green, one yellow, and, you know, different kaleidoscope of colors, you know, various colors. And it was so impressive. Then I looked at them, I said, in one hand they have these beautiful little birds, and in another hand they have a pack of cards. So I said, let me observe what's going on here. So the people would go to them and speak to them in Farsi, in Persian, and then that he would tell the bird, okay, you pick a card from that pack of cards. So then when he gives it to that person, so now that person knows what he must do. You call this bad fali and nek fali, good omen, bad omen, good luck, bad luck. So all this is haram in Islam and not permissible. And if that person's luck, like call it luck for him, so comes out good, then he's happy, smiling, and he pays the money. And if it comes out bad, he just looks down, but he still has to pay the money. So that was what intrigued me. Not that transaction, that's haram, all that, obviously. But that little birds. So if you go one day to Iran, and you go to a place called Shiraz, so it's a wonderful, beautiful place to visit, and Sheikh Saadi Rahimahullah is buried there. So these little birds. So to understand the Quran Sharif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, you must understand the Arabic language and the Ash'arul Jahiliyyah. You must know the Arabic language, the philology, history of the words, and the pagans, how they would use the words in their poetry and so forth. So in today's lesson, the word is coming tatayyirna, and then ta'irukum. So in both verses, chapter 36, verse 18 and 19. So this was a custom of the Arabs at that time there. They would tell the birds that which way you're going to fly. So the bird would fly right hand side. So then it meant, okay, you must do that work. If it flew in the left hand side, they would say, no, it's a bad omen, bad luck. So therefore, we, I gave you that story there. All this is haram, and therefore to go to fortune tellers, to go to sangomas, to go to such amils and people, taweez walas, who say we will tell you about the future, and all this is all haram, is all money-making gimmicks, and they know that the public are also really desperate, so any nonsensical story they tell them, they will just believe them. So now, these people, these prophets and messengers chosen by Almighty Allah, their names are not known. They were sent there to Antakya, Antioch. Nowadays, it belongs to Turkey. So, we don't know their names. Remember, if it's mentioned, it's just speculation. It happened before Nabi Isa, alayhi salatu salam, Milad Mubarak, miraculous birth. And you must remember that they came there. The people rejected them. And at that time, there was famine and drought in Antakya, in Antioch. So now when these prophets came, the people always look for a scapegoat, like the politicians of today. So this was what the people told them. That you see, all this famine and drought we're experiencing now, it's all because of you. See now what Allah says. So understand the bird story, and understand in Islam, all this good omen, bad omen with birds and so forth, is all haram, and in Islam we don't believe in these things. We reject it absolutely, completely. Chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 18 and 19. Qalu, they said. Who's they? The people of Antakya, Antioch. And there is famine and droughts there. Inna, verily we the resident citizens of Antioch, of Antakya, tatayyarna bikum, we are experiencing this bad luck, this bad omen and bad conditions and adverse conditions bikum, because of you. You are coming here and teaching us about one Allah and one deity and one supreme being, and therefore we are experiencing Allah forbid, Allah forbid, nakala kufur, kufur nabashid, naklul kufri laysa bikafirin. The statement of theirs is already blasphemy and takes them out of the fold of Islam, but they were not Muslim in the first place. See now, this is always the way of the batil, the falsehood. They will try and intimidate you. We will do this to you. We will do this to you. They'll blackmail you. La illam tantahu. And if you don't abstain and refrain from your da'wat and tabligh, you're inviting people and propagating the true message. La narjubannakum. We will take stones and pelt you to death. Rajam. Rajam means to pelt people to death. We will take the stones and pelt you to death. Today you see the modern day sabotage. America will tell you, you do our way or otherwise we will sanction you. The European Union will tell you, you do our way, otherwise you will not become a member of the European Union. See Turkey struggling till today. And the Arab countries and regimes, you better do our way, otherwise no arms for you. So all these are the haramis, all these are the super terrorists, you must remember that they all have a sinister motive and hidden agenda and ulterior motives. لَنَرْجُوَنَّكُمْ we will pelt you to death. وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ and will surely afflict you from our side with a painful punishment. We will first punish you, then we will pelt you to death and you will become history. Imagine such a threat to the prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and not elected by people and masses who are asses like nowadays in 90% of the country. Iran is busy with elections. South Africa, India finish. This week, Sunday, tomorrow, elections in France. Next week, Thursday, elections in Britain. And they all just want big farce, if you ask me. Our GNU in Sakarat, in death, you understand, before it even started. So all waste of time, if you ask me, because no one is sincere. All are there to fill their pockets and have a hidden agenda. Qalu, the prophets responded. The messengers responded, alayhimu salatu salam, the three of them. They said, ta'irukum ma'akum. You see a plane today. I'm telling you about Arabic, the language. And you should know the philology, the history of the words. So, tayyara, the plane. Tayyar, the pilot. It all comes from the word bird, you see. But these people used it for their ulterior motives and sinister reasons. If it flies right hand side, good. It flies left hand side, bad. All fairy tales that. So they, the Prophet's messengers, alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon them, told the people, citizens of Antakya, Antioch, Ta'irukum ma'akum, your bad luck, what you call bad luck, and your bad omen, and your unfavorable conditions is with you, with your own deeds and on your own actions. Almighty Allah teaches us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities afflict you, it is because of your own deeds and your own actions. Remember, 90% of the time, it is because action and reaction, cause and effect. Just go back in our life and see. See the past day, the past few hours, the past week, the past month, and our heart will bear testimony. This is why Allah Ta'ala let this happen. Because of our own deeds and our own actions. And if that person is pious, if they are Anbiya, prophets and messengers, the paragon of piety, or they are Sahaba and Awliyaullah and such people, and calamities come, then it is li raf'id darajat, to elevate their rank and status. Chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura, and verse number 30. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوًا كَثِيرٌ. Whenever a calamity befalls you, it is because of your own deeds and action. Action and reaction, cause and effect. وَيَعْفُوًا كَثِيرٌ. Allah Jalla Wala, out of His grace, mercy, benevolence, overlook and forgive so much and so much. But when the human being takes undue advantage, rebellious, disobedient, then Allah punishes us so that we come to our senses. So that is what the prophets told them. Ta'irukum ma'akum. A'in zukirtum? What all these advices given to you? We're giving you advices, we're giving you admonishment, we're telling you we came here with no hidden agenda, no sinister reason. We came here to connect the hearts with the Creator. We don't want anything from you. A'in zukirtum? So what about all these advices we're giving you? Nay, the truth of the matter is, bal antum qawmum musrifun. Nay, bal means no, not what you are saying. So you say nay, bal antum qawmum musrifun. You are the people who have transgressed all boundaries and all limits. You are guilty as charged, and therefore this drought, this famine, is all a punishment from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala upon you. May Almighty Allah protect us, grant us siha, afia, and Hifadha, Allah protect us. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse number 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Always read that Allah is the best protector, whilst He, Almighty Allah, is the only one, to the most merciful one to show mercy. 22nd Zulhijjah, 1449, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Gaza genocide, day number 267. Today, the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally. 3 Jutlas dispatched to hell. If you don't know what Jutla means, it means the Jews and the Zionists. We're very happy about that. We have no empathy, sympathy for them. And many of them in transit waiting to go and get roasted and toasted in the inferno and in the blazing fire. Alhamdulillah. The United Nations says this are the worst conditions in Gaza. People don't have food, they don't have fuel, they don't have water, no medication. People are living in intense heat in the tents and plastic sheeting. And there is the plastic sheeting. Remember that it given the temperature increases. So terrible, horrible conditions. But this is the ploy of America, Britain and Israel. That starvation, they're using it as a weapon of war, and the world still looks on and still says that Palestinians are guilty and Israel is right. That is the white hegemony. Majority of the politicians, you heard what Biden and Trump, both haramis, both morons. They both call one another morons, and we agree both are morons. So the Gazans are gathering leaves for food. Can you believe that? There's no food and they're taking the leaves from the trees and eating. Did you cry for Gaza last night? Did you cry to yesterday? Did you cry today, tahajjud time? Oh, Ummah, you got time for World Cup, Cricket World Cup and all haram things? Do you know halat can change? Have some shame and have some fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Smotrich, the war criminal there, the Minister of Finance, he stole the money of the Palestinians and now he has to return it to the Palestinian Authority. He said, if we don't give it, the Palestinian Authority will collapse. But Harami, you rogue, why you stole the money in the first place? You know you are a terrorist and you want to. Now what else he said? We're going to put 1 million people in the West Bank. We're going to put more and more houses there. Against Israeli law, against international law, and you tell me Israel wants peace? The only peace they know is what one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Look at Naftali Bennett the Harami. He was a prime minister once upon a time. I heard him myself saying, he's from America and he settled there as a settler. He says, I killed many Arabs. No problem. I admit I killed many Arabs. So what's the problem? No problem in that. So we use the same analogy that if our Hamas and Jihad Islami and Palestinians kill the Jews there in Israel, what's the problem? There's no problem. You must remember that. It's very good if they do that. So Naftali Bennett, the terrorist Harami, is appealing to the Jutlas, 500,000, 1 million who already ran away. Please come back. We need you. They're not coming back, you Harami Jutlas. They are finished. They gone for good. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا رُعْبًا. Allah has put such fear. 5,000, 10,000 Hamas and you 60, 70 countries. 9 months you can't beat them. Shame on you, Israel, America, Europe and Britain, all Haramis and all war mongers, if you ask. Ask 25 rockets from Hezbollah. Very good, Hezbollah. You fire more rockets, we will support you, but we will say in the same breath, you kuffar still Shias. So in Israel, the attorneys are saying the coup is alive and kicking. So the army is busy. And yesterday's cartoon in the Haaretz newspaper, they came with a tank right by Netanyahu's house. Now he's building a big wall around his house now. Netanyahu is very frightened that they're going to kick me out and then the next stop will be Trong 2. You don't know Trong 2? Next stop will be prison and jail. So 102 U.S. military servicemen raped women in Japan. The people in Japan are fed up with all this Israel, with this American army and servicemen. Kick them out. Do you know what they did there? Your this thing, Hiroshima, your Nagasaki, killing thousands of people. These are the Americans. They are the biggest terrorists and biggest warmongers and so forth. We must name them and shame them. So that is what they did. The Japanese hate them, but you know politics dictates something else. Look at Pakistan. Can you believe, therefore I agree with the Majlis, Pakistan has become now Pakistan. Pakistan, I read an article yesterday, they said the minister there, Mr. Asif Khan or whatever the hell his name is, so he says that we as Pakistan would attack Afghanistan inside Afghanistan. That is the defense minister. Why? They say that they destabilizing Pakistan. They're not destabilizing Pakistan, you idiot. You are the knockers and you are the fools and the chamchas and the sidekicks of America. Why is Imran Khan still in jail? So you got no charges against him. You get him on a trumped up charge that he married his wife in Iddat. So what that got to do with you? First of all, that is lies. So remember, even today, if they have free and fair elections, 2/3 of the Pakistanis will vote for Imran. And these Haramis, they are prostitutes of America. Remember, they bought them out and so forth. That is your Pakistan's history. And they want to attack the Taliban. America uses them. Why? Because Taliban gave America such a good hiding and they got billions of dollars worth of arms, ammunition and so forth, and they told Hezbollah and they told the Americans and Israelis, we're coming. You attack Lebanon, you attack Hezbollah, we are in there, and then we will come into Gaza and we will liberate Palestine. So that is the whole reason. You should understand what will happen. So Biden says that he will not drop out of the presidential race. Remember that in the New York Times, that there is one person, he's a senior journalist there, and Friedman, so Thomas Friedman, he said, Biden, you had enough, you better get out, you made a fool of yourself and an idiot pathos of yourself in the debate. 2/3 of Americans said that Trump won and Biden lost. Only 1/3 of them have supported Biden. So it was a terrible thing for him. But Barack Obama and them says no, he must stay on. And Nancy Pelosi says he must. They all got hidden agendas and so forth. Listen to this, you Muslims, because you're very naive. I must tell you that. Muslims throughout the world are simple Simons. They think they know a lot, but majority can't even read Quran looking inside properly. The ICC, the International Criminal Court, now backtracks on Israel arrest warrant. They say, no, now we will not issue the arrest warrant against him, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and Gallant and so forth, and the chief prosecutor, Karim Khan. Our people just see some Muslim name, they get happy. Karim Khan is a pakka non-Muslim, kafir is a Qadiani. Do you know that? So what do you expect of Qadianis? So he's 100% in bed with America and Israel and so forth. And people thought, we agree with George Galloway. All this ICC, ICJ and United Nations and all are pigs with got lipstick on them. That's the word George Galloway used, and I agree with him. We must not be frightened. We must use these words to name them and shame them. The Ford company, the big American pride, may leave Germany. When you go to Germany, if you know anything, so in Munich, you will find BMW. In Stuttgart, you will find Mercedes-Benz. And if you go to Cologne, then you will find the Ford company there, you see. That's your Germany. So the German cars, we love it. You know how good they go. So Ford company says they might leave Germany. So a lot of tension going on between America and Germany and so forth. Next week, Thursday, is elections there. Sunak felt insulted. They called him, you Indian. They called him, you coconut. They called him this. They called him that. Go back to Rwanda. Go back to India. Go join Modi. He says that I'm very hurt. Who the hell told you to become a prime minister without being elected? He's not the elected prime minister. On default, you must remember. Just look at the disgrace they go through. And Almighty Allah humiliating Biden and the debate. What the disgrace, moron, war criminal, Joe genocide, butcher Bob Biden. And remember Trump, don't speak about Trump. Trump only knows Stormy and Stormy Daniels and so forth, the harami. 34 charges of felony against him he's guilty of. And now look at this Indian. He will run away after he loses the elections. Anti-Semitism is exploding in France. So what you expect? You come and murder our 40,000 people in Gaza. You injure 100,000. You think the Muslims and the Arabs and people will not speak against the Jews? I speak against the Jews. What you going to do about it? But we speak with evidence. We don't just talk nonsense. You can't prove me one thing wrong. Jutlas, 20 years are recording my programs, you haramis. Yemen, we're very proud about you. You must remember in the past day, 2 days, they attacked 4 ships in the Red Sea and Mediterranean. Well done, Ansarullah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kunu Ansarullah. 3 ships, these Americans, British say, we don't know what happened. And 1 ship, they say, no, it's still going all right. Well done, well done. You must remember, anybody harms American, Israeli, British interests, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheists also, we will support them. Oklahoma in America, they have 55-0 states. Oklahoma is a state, and they say in Oklahoma state, all schools must teach the Ten Commandments and the Bible. People are up in arms because they gone so, they became Satan's disciples, you know. Delhi airport, the roof collapses. I wonder who got the contract. Must be Modi, some chamcha sidekick. So the whole roof collapsed there. 1 person dead and several injured. Tragic incident that obviously we don't know who the dead people are and injured. Saudi Arabia and Iran, because Iran's elections were on yesterday. Very low turnout it was. Majority of the people are fed up with these Shias and so forth. So the foreign ministers of Iran and Saudi spoke about bilateral matters. You see that word, bilateral talks and security. The Shias, they'll eat up the Saudis in 1 week. The Saudis still must learn a lesson from them. French elections, Macron Iran is going to lose and the right wing will come in. That's according to the survey and polls. And bunch of losers. Citizen wrote a wonderful article last night. I was reading it. They said that this ANC and DA, both of them bunch of losers, but still too proud to accept it. Even in defeat, they cannot be humble. So go read the Citizen wonderful article condemning, criticizing the ANC and the DA. Okay, now listen to this here. You know Obama, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton, they all belong to Democratic Party. So when they were in power, they said we must destroy Syria. Both of them said, why must we destroy Syria? For the benefit of Israel. So now America, Britain, Sunak, all of them saying, destroy Gaza for the benefit of Israel. Destroy the Palestinians for the benefit of Israel. But what a boomerang. 9 months and your jutlas, 70,000 jutlas injured, 20,000 jutlas sent to hell already, plus minus, you must remember that. And so many running away, million, half million. So who's the winner and who's the loser? You can never win jutlas. You are cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will always punish you now and in the future till the day of justice. And the worst punishment people will experience. Hitler did a good job to a certain. I'm an admirer of Hitler on great on certain points, not on all on certain points. You can go to hell. You must remember, if you criticize me, we're not interested in you. So here in South Africa, now they don't want to use the term. They say in Congo, it's already spreading. These are the white men again. It don't spread in the white areas. It only spreads here in Africa. They call it mpox. Oh, people, they made you fools. Word covered, you must remember that. When I told you it's a lot of rubbish, then you doctors, you told me it's not my field. Today, who's right, who's wrong? Where can you put your face? Muslims and non-Muslims, it was a scamdemic and a plandemic. So now they don't want to call it monkeypox, they call it mpox. So to fool the people, so the monkeypox will make the donkeys fools again. You must remember that. Don't fall in the trap of the white man, you Africa. And remember the Muslim Woman magazine for Muharram, for July, is free. You will see on the cover. So weekend, you can go pick up your copy. Inshallah, Allah reward our mothers, sisters, wonderful job done. And we have a sad incident. You must remember our Maulana Ahmad Sattariya, Hazrat Maulana Umarji Rahimahullah, son-in-law, his son Maulvi Yusuf, that yesterday he was kidnapped. Obviously the family is very, very concerned. Where did he spend the night? Where is he? Any family, Allah Jalla Wala bring him back safely. We announced it yesterday. We made dua for him and the family. My advice to you Sattariya family, to you Maulvi Ahmad Sattariya, go there by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab in Darul Zakaria. Speak to Hazrat, your neighbor there. Leave all your politics and that. And go there to Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai, all our ustads, and go ask them what must you do, and so forth and so on. Hazrat is there. Mu'ayyaz Desai is there in the dear. And inshallah, they will give you the guidance. We all are juniors. They are our seniors. They are our beloved asatiza. And inshallah, they'll give you sincere advice. We make dua, Allah Jalla wa Allah bring Maulana Yusuf back to his family, his wife and children and parents. Inshallah, today between 7 and 9 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub, and then inshallah 6 to 8 in the evening will be Brother Suleiman Esop, and 1 to 1.30 will be my lecture yesterday I delivered at Masjid Ibrahim in Southdale, alhamdulillah, and by Ibrahim Ghur. He's also our connection. All members we connection, you know how it goes. So that is the program. And then Maulana Musa Lahez program will be 2:30 to 3, Maulana Musa Lahez Majlis. MashaAllah, wonderful programs. Allah Jalla. And tomorrow morning there's no program. Tomorrow afternoon is Q&A 2 to 4 with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah Aziz. Ji Maulana Salim, we have 13 minutes. Let's fire up. Quick, sharp, shoot Q&A, inshallah.
JazakAllah, Mufti Sahab. I want to know, if Jamaat come from another country, is it not our duty to host the men in the local masjid and the women in a house?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, this question is a loaded question. You must remember that. Manana, you must pick these things up. You see, these people, they got hidden agendas. You must understand this thing. Right, the question is not that. The question is, when Jamaats come from overseas, must we host them? 100% you must host them. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim daifa. Whosoever believes in Almighty Allah Jalla wala and the last day in all the articles of faith, you must honor your guests. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat, Mustada Ahmad. That is not the question. The question got the underlying current. Some jamaats come from the shura. You know, Maulana, this one and that one and those and all. And you must remember, other jamaats come from Nizamuddin. So must we host them? Oh, host everybody. In August, mashallah, Istima taking place there in Darum, Newcastle, where I was 20 years in Newcastle. Wonderful. Inshallah, I'm making plans still. I'm not confirmed, but I'm speaking plans. I must be there for one day. I like to go Istima for a few hours. You know, I'm an inspector, observer, you understand? So I like to go Newcastle. So inshallah, I'll try and come. I'm not sure still. But inshallah, so that Istima is taking place, and that is by the Shura. And then another Istima is taking place, I think, in October. I was there in Camperdown, and I told them they must help them. So I think it's the 25th, 26th, 27th October. That is from Nizamuddin. So whatever Istima takes place, yesterday the brothers told me, second week July, there's Istima in Reunion. So Alhamdulillah, wherever Istima takes place, help them. So don't get involved in all these politics and all these things. Stick to your 6 points and do the work of Dawat and Islam for the sake of Allah with love and ikhlas. Finish. That is our job. Remember that. So that is my policy. We'll advise and advocate for every Tabligh Jamaat and every Ijtima. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it a means of hidayat, and Allah Jalla wa'ala unite the hearts.
Mufti Sahab, who is more superior to another, Mufti or a doctor?
Remember this, which doctor? You have doctors who promote the COVID and the monkeypox and them, we call them quacks. You must remember that. So which doctor are you talking about? You must remember this. So if that doctor is serving humanity and he's serving, you must remember people, and he is doing it for the love of Allah Jalla Wala and Nabi Alayhi Salaam, not just for self-enrichment, Allah will reward him. And a person who is a Maulana, he's an Imam, he's a Sheikh and so forth, Mufti, Qazi, whatever you want to call him. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they are the best of the best. Never mind doctor, better than everybody. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamah." The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. There's no one to compare with those people who have learned wahi, Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. These are wahyain. These are the best of the best. You know, my name is Abdul Qadir. Right, I asked my beloved parents, "Manju nalo Abdul Qadir kulai ai? Why is my name Abdul Qadir, daddy, ummi?" You understand? They said, "Tokine kabar, you don't know. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu." They never even knew what the meaning of Nawarallahu Marqadahu. I'm using the term. So remember, Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu said, if you are blessed with the knowledge of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, and you look at that rich person, you look at that person there, and you think that he got more than you, then you must remember half your iman is gone. That is the answer you want to know. You must remember that. We must never suffer from inferiority complex that man got more wealth than me, he got more degrees than me, he got more, you understand, status than me. Allah gave us the best of the best, the knowledge of Quran Sharif, the knowledge of Sunnah Mubarakah. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِي فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah bless you with Quran Sharif, bless you with the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salatu salam, you should be rejoicing and be so happy. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. It is better than whatever they have assembled and accumulated. This is in Quran, in Surah Yunus. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us, we need to get our priorities right. Quickly, I tell you a story, because people, they love stories, you know. So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala made some people, you know, studied by great people. Our Mawlana Qasim Sema, the ayat I quoted to you now, huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. When Allah gave you Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, then you must be happy and better than whatever the world can give you. So no doctor, no professor, no scientist can be better than you, provided you're practicing and teaching everything for the love of Allah and the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go read chapter 10, verses 57, 58. Our Ustad, I can call him Ustad also. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, our principal, started the first Da'alum in South Africa, 73. Our first graduates were in 83, 7 graduates. Mawlana Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, used to tell us so many times, Hazrat Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib, itne bade buzruk the. Mawlana Sema studied Mishkat Sharif and Abu Dawood and other books by him and so forth. Nevertheless, so Hazrat Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib passed away in 1965 in Medina Munawwara. When the Saudis and them, they want to recycle the graves in Baqi, so remember they found his body, his Lash Mubarak, Bilkul Sahih Salim. They found his body intact, nothing happened. So they discovered it, put some Nishani number that we mustn't reopen this grave. They went to the family and asked them, what special action your father used to do? They said nothing. He said, no, think. He said, yes, there was one action. When a Hafiz of Quran would come, he would not even go and stretch his feet in the direction of the Hafiz. He used to say, Hazrat Badr Alam used to say, in ki dil mein kalamullahi ta'ala hai. In his heart he has the speech of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So how much respect we must show to him. Think about that, and you want to come tell me about doctors and scientists and all that.
Mufti Sahab, do I have to take my husband's permission to participate in ghusl for the deceased?
Remember, your husband, if he's a true Muslim husband, he will encourage that is farz-e-kifaya. Farz-e-kifaya mean, if a Muslim lady passes away, then the duty is upon the Muslim woman, that they should be the one that to give ghusl and bathe that lady. Among the men, if a man passes away, then we have our group, the burial group and so forth, so they give the ghusl. So your husband should be encouraging you to do that, because the great reward you got. Do you know what is the reward, my sister? So you must remember, in Saudi Arabia and that, before all this MBS chakkar and all this shaitan business came, murtad came, they used to read one book, Al-Majjaru Darabih, excellent book, I have it, in there you will find this hadith. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you give ghusl and you saw some fault and defect in the body of that person there, and you covered it, and so tomorrow on day of justice, Allah will give you min sundusin wastabrak, special clothing made of silk. O Ummah, you are the ghasilat, you are the ghasilin, you are the people who bathe this Ummah, and so forth. So it's a great, great virtue. We must encourage that for our sisters, our daughters, and so forth. Your husband, use your brains. That could become your means of najat and your means of salvation. Don't deprive your wife and your mother, sister of that.
Mufti Sahab, what makes the Shias non-Muslims?
So what makes them Muslim from A to Z? Everything, they differ with us. You must remember, go listen to my lecture yesterday I delivered there in Masjid Ibrahim, and I spoke of Muharram and so forth. Come, I start quickly. Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses. Shia say Usulul Kafi Kulaydi writes there 17,000 verses. I don't speak one word without reference. Second one, you must remember that Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah, all kuffar. Baqir Majlisi writes, you must remember, Arba to Asnam min al-Rijal. Four shaitans and idols, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Could this 100% kufr? So he said, Abu Bakr, wa Umar, wa Usman, wa Muawiyah. They all are sanam and shaitans. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Then among the women, Aisha, Hafsa, and you must know, Hinda. Hinda is the wife of Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. All sahabiyat and Ummul Hakam, the sister of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. All shaitans, they say. You call them Muslim. Person calling Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, non-Muslim, Mother Aisha, non-Muslim, you call them. Sayyidina Hafsa, the honorable wife of Nabi alayhi salam, you call them Muslim. Mut'a, Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail, La'anahullah. Tell every Shia and sympathizer, AK says, Khomeini, La'anahullah. Khomeini's grandson invited me when I was in Iran, in Qom. I told him, Lastu biharisin ala liqaikum. Go fly a kite, I'm not interested. He got the shock of his life. From where this character came? People wait for 1-2 weeks. I tell him, go fly a kite, I don't want to meet you. So that is what we must do. So why must we go meet them? So we must remember Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. Any kafir, Shia or sympathizer wants to challenge me on that, come, I'll challenge you on air. I got the book. They gave it to me. Are you prepared to give your daughter, sister for 1 hour for prostitution? You want to promote Shiaism? Next one, you must remember that everything of ours, that when it comes to fiqh, they wrote a book which I got from Iran, Al-Fiqhu al-Madhaib al-Khamsa. They say that there are 5 mazhabs, the Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Ambali, and Jafari. Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Jafar rahimahullah was a tabi'i, he and Imam Abu Hanifa, and they were contemporaries. So he's buried there in Baqi. He did, Zurara used to make statements and tell the people, Jafar Sadiq said so and said so. So he, when he heard of it, he said, La'anatullahi ala Zurara. He's lying all these things that I said so. Go open Rijalul Kashi, you will find it there by Allama Nobakhti. If you want, who is the father of Shia Azam? And Allama Nobakhti wrote in Rijalul Kashi that the founding father of Shia Azam was a Jew. You want more still? So remember this, that everything is different. That they put stones when they make sajda. One for alignment and one for balancing. That huzu different, adhan different, kalima different, fasting different, hajj different. Nothing we do. Jima, Maulana, when I used to teach in Darulum, Newcastle, I used to tell the students in the 90s that I say, Al-Ikhtilaf baynana wa baynahum fi kulli shayin hatta fil jima. We got ikhtilaf with the kuffar Shia in everything so much so. When we go to our wives, our honorable wives, in that also we got ikhtilaf. How? We say, fil qubul, you only go in front. The Shia kafir shaitans, they like ballet, they like backdoor business. They say you can go in the back door. You want to go back door, you go join the Shias. So you become kafir just like them. Innakum idam mithluhum. Say, AK, say, Shias 100% kuffar. And you want to speak? Who man qatal al-Husayn? Who martyred Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu an? Sheikh Irshad writes in Mufid. Sheikh Mufid writes in Irshad. Sheikh Mufid is the author. Irshad is the book. Inna al-Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wa salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Before his martyrdom, Sayyidina Husayn in Karbala, he cursed the Shias. We must remember that. Sayyidina Husayn's son, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, he told the Shias, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Nabi alayhi salam will say, you don't belong to this ummah. Go open the book, Allama Tabrasi's book, Istibsar. Go see what Sayyidina Husayn's daughter Fatima said, Fatima Sughra. She said, you killed and martyred my father and my grandfather. They agreed. I conclude with this poem, Inna qatalna aliyan wa bani aliyin bisuyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. Shia said, Shia scholar Tabrasi writes in Istibsar, yes, we murdered and martyred Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we martyred Sayyidina Hussein. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. We used the swords and the spears made in India. You want more? Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al-jaza muhtasab for the beautiful explanation. I think it's clear as crystal. Allah Ta'ala save our iman. And that is why Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, to save and honor the integrity of the Sahaba Kiram. Allah Ta'ala accept till Monday morning, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We can go for the news now.